You're listening to All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Kari Anderson. Naloxone, or Narcan, is a prescription drug designed to reverse respiratory depression caused by opioid overdose. The drug has become widely accessible in Vermont, with various police agencies and first responders gaining access to the drug. But some say Narcan has unintended consequences. Here to talk with us is Gina Tron. She's been covering the story for the Times Argus. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first tell us what Narcan does and who can benefit from the drug.
Well, Narcan is a prescription drug that is designed to reverse the effects of opioids. So in the case of an overdose, especially a heroin or any opioid-involved overdose, it can actually bring a person back, and it has. It revives somebody who is overdosing on opioids back to life, pretty much.
So you mentioned these lives. It's saved. We know it's saved lots of lives at this point, people who may have otherwise died of overdoses. But you've also reported that there may be some unintended consequences. Tell us about those.
Yes, and I don't think that the unintended circumstances outweigh the good. One of the police officers, Sergeant John Helfand of the Vermont State Police, said that any time that they do a search of a home or a car, there's a very high percentage of those cases where they find Narcan as well as opiates. And he said that he knows, as it's a fact, that many addicts will be abusing heroin more because they have that Narcan. And it's kind of a false security blanket, especially in the case of if it's a fentanyl-laced heroin. And I don't know if you remember back in April of last year, it took 9 Narcan doses to bring one person back from an overdose of that.
So law enforcement and emergency services have access to Narcan. It sounds like dealers do as well and are using it.
Yes. I also spoke to John Merrigan, also of the Vermont State Police, who said just today that he's hearing of a lot more cases of people experimenting more with heroin because they feel a false sense of security because of the Narcan, and he also has told me that if there's a new batch of heroin in town, a trafficker or a dealer might test out that heroin on a person in the room, and then they'll have the Narcan as a backup, and that's how they kind of can measure out the dosages, is based on how that person reacts, and if they have a bad reaction, they will revive them with Narcan.
So you've reported that in 2014, Vermont had 63 opiate-related overdose deaths. New Hampshire had over 300. Despite Narcan's downsides occasionally, what do law enforcement officials say in general about the drug?
Well, they're saying it's saving lives, and the Vermont State Police thinks that there is a direct correlation between New Hampshire having more overdose deaths than Vermont. In New Hampshire, they don't have the sites that give out Narcan. It is readily available for the public, but even despite it technically being available, it's still really difficult for people to get their hands on Narcan in the state. It's not as easy as here, and the Vermont State Police told me that they think that that is in part why their overdose rate is so high. I think it jumped from 2013 to 2014 between 40% and 60%. So Vermont State Police and local police are all saying that it's saving lives, and none of the people that are perhaps abusing it in any way negates from all the positive work that it's doing. It's saving lives, it's giving people second chances, and the Vermont Department of Health has recommended that the sites that give out free Narcan continue, because that was just a pilot from 2013 to 2016. It's going to be ending this year, but they want to continue doing it. And the New Hampshire Department of Health is recommending that health providers consider prescribing that naloxone or Narcan to patients and family or friends of anybody that is at risk of an opiate overdose.
We've been speaking with Gina Tron. She's a reporter for the Times Argus. Thanks, Gina.
Thank you.